we decided that we would try and pick up signals from the next Russian satellite to be launched. I'd heard a recording of Sputnik 1 at a science masters meeting in London, and I'd been impressed by the Doppler shift, the way in which the frequency changed, went from a high note to a low note as the satellite went by. And I determined to get a recording of this to use in my own teaching in the sixth form when we came to the Doppler effect. The only trouble for us was that the Russians didn't launch any satellites in 1959. They had three attempts shooting at the moon. The first time they missed it, the second time they hit it, the third time they went round the back, photographed the hidden side and transmitted the first picture of the far side back to Earth. And then in May 1960, we heard on the radio that the Russians had launched the fourth satellite, Sputnik 4. And I can remember this must have been on a Saturday, because on the Sunday I went to Derek's and said, I think we should try and get this one. What do we need? He said, well, I've got the radio. We need a beat frequency oscillator. I can borrow that from Cyril Dobson, who was G3ICK. He said, and you've got a tape recorder. That's really all we need. When's it coming? I said, well, hold your breath. It's not coming until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. So despite that, we decided that we would get up and make a try for hearing Sputnik 4. And we were lucky at the first attempt. I was outside trying to see it. Derek opened the window and said, I've got the signal. I dashed inside. I didn't think any more about looking for it. In any case, it was a bit cloudy. And we got this recording.